One of the prayers, I pray that everybody has survived this last Hurricane Debbie. We over here in Jefferson County got hit pretty hard. And I know Leon County got hit and Wakulla County got hit. But for the most part now, this is Thursday, I'm recording this. I think most everybody is somewhat back to normal and with power restored. But there was a few lives that were lost through this storm. And we always like to lift all those folks and families up in prayer, because it's a trying time. You never know when things is going to get messed up in your life. That's what I was talking in my youth message about, being messed up. And then I was thinking, you know, we all are struggling with things and we all get messed up. And we have the gospel that we want to proclaim. So what does it mean to be a born-again Christian? Does that mean all your trials and tribulations will go away? No, Jesus said that in this world you'll have trials and tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome the world. So how does that work? That's what I was thinking. And what does it mean to be a born-again Christian? What does it mean to accept Christ into my life? And how do I get this hope and this peace that passes all understanding? Well, that's what I wanted to share. The classic passage from the Bible that seems to answer this question is in John chapter 3, when the Lord Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, a very prominent Pharisee and a member of the Sanhedrin, which is the like the ruling body of the Jews. Nicodemus had come to Jesus at night with some questions, and they thought, wonder why he went there at night. Well, he didn't want nobody to see him, because he didn't know if he wanted to be seen with this Jesus guy. So, as Jesus and Nicodemus talked, he said, I tell you the truth, Nicodemus, that no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he's old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born. No, Jesus, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he's born of water and the Spirit. Now, flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to the Spirit. Now, you shouldn't be surprised at my saying you must be born again. Well, the phrase translated born again can also be translated as born from above. And Nicodemus had a real need. He needed a change of his heart. He was a miserable person, but he was a good person. He needed a change of heart. He needed a spiritual transformation. It can only come from above. That's the new birth, being born again. It's an act of God whereby eternal life is imparted to the person who believes in the Lord Jesus. So it indicates that being born again also carries the idea of becoming children of the living God. Though trust in the name of Jesus is required, we are all God's children. So the question logically comes this: why does a person need to be born again? Well, the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 2 said, he made alive who were dead in trespass and sin. And then later on in Romans he wrote, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. So sinners are spiritually dead. That's what it means. And when they receive spiritual life through faith in Christ, the Bible tells us it's like a new rebirth. And those who are born again have their sins forgiven. That's the most important thing, and have a relationship with God. So twice in his conversation with Nicodemus, Jesus stressed that the truth that one must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. So being born once makes us children of Adam, and we share in Adam's corruption. So we need a second birth, a spiritual birth, to make us children of God. We must be born again. So how does that new birth come to be? Well, Ephesians 2, Paul gives us an idea. He said, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourself. It's a gift of God, not by works, and no one can boast. Because once you are saved, he has been born again, spiritually renewed, and now a child of the living God may be that has been made right with this new birth, this spiritual birth. So faith in Jesus allows us to say, oh, you mean Jesus paid the penalty of my sin when he died on the cross? Yeah, you got it. So if you've never trusted in the Lord, and I think and I hope and pray that everybody within the sound of my voice does know the Lord in a personal and loving way. But we also have a responsibility of sharing with family and friends and people who don't have the hope that we have in Christ. You know, and so it's a very simple message for simple people. So I just thought I would share what it means to be born again. And if you have anybody that come to you and say, yeah, I heard you're a Christian and you do pretty good, but how do I become a Christian? Well, it's a simple thing. So I just thought maybe through the pastor's thoughts and prayers, I'd give you an idea of really how simple the gospel is. The scripture also said, to all who receive them. This is important, I think. To those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, but of human decision or husband's will. No, but born of God, and you become a children of God. Well, we thank you for tuning in and let me just ramble a little bit and give some thoughts of what I think about stuff. But I can tell you from a personal experience, accepting Christ in my life was the best thing that ever happened to me. Little by little, it wasn't lightning flashes or anything like that. But now for the last 38 years, little by little, with a lot of pruning, it's been a wonderful thing. So be patient with yourself and let God's grace work in you. And the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples, we close this segment with, is a prayer that says this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.